Hey, what's up, everybody? Before we get into today's episode, we just want to circle back around to last week's episode on talking about conspiracy theories. And we did bring up the conspiracy theories about Kate Middleton. Since that episode aired, we did get further information that she is actually battling stomach cancer. So we just wanted to take the time to acknowledge this. And if you're listening today, maybe say a prayer for her and her family and just anybody else who's going through certain health trials and cancers and just anything else going on in their lives right now. Enjoy today's show.
Welcome to NCC Unplugged, the podcast from Norren Christian Church, where conversations, community, and culture converge.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to NCC Unplugged. I am the media and tech director here at Norren. My name is Matt Mastriani, and I am here once again with our preaching minister.
Heyo,
Jeff Terpstra.
All righty.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I don't ever think I've heard you say Ayo before.
There you go.
Okay. We'll clip it and use it in a sermon some Sunday for you. So today's topic and episode is going to actually be about Easter, the upcoming Easter Resurrection Sunday holiday.
Yeah, lots of stuff happening.
Yeah. A lot of stuff happening here at our church locally. Mm-hmm. So just kind of want to talk a little bit about it and get the word out, help people maybe plan ahead when they can join us and what Easter at Norren Christian Church kind of looks like.
Yeah, we could talk maybe some of our philosophy behind different special services like that. So as a church tradition, we don't have a lot of things that maybe other churches do that traditionally do during these special days, mm-hmm. Christmas, Easter, different things like that. We don't have church traditions. We're a non-denominational church. And so we don't go through a liturgical calendar or anything like that. It's really up to us and what we think would be best to lead people into that time of year. Right now we're in the time of Lent. We as a church body don't do much with Lent. We have several members and people at the church that do, and that helps them celebrate during this time of year. One of our sayings as church, and this goes back to kind of the Restoration Movement, which helped plant this church, is that we have no creed but the Bible. Mm-hmm. And so we don't have these things set out before us to say, hey, we have to do it this way. This helps us get into a certain mindset, whatever. We follow scripture.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so with that, we want to highlight those times of year. And one of those is Easter. That's what we're coming up to. March 31st this year. Matt, this year it's on a Sunday.
Oh, Easter's on a Sunday this year.
As it is every year.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. You almost got me.
That's so close. Yeah. But yeah, so it's Sunday, March 31st. We do have a Good Friday service.
Okay.
So Good Friday for us is a time to remember, hey, there's a point in history when Jesus died. And especially for those in the first century that were living with Jesus, they had not seen Sunday yet. They had not seen the resurrection yet. Mm-hmm. And so for us, we do a service. It's going to be at 6 o'clock. Nope, it's going to be at 7 o'clock, Matt.
I was just pulling
Look
it up.
Look at that. Yeah, he was double-checking me. Yep. 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock on Friday, so that's March 29th.
March 29th, 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock on Friday, and it's a bit more of a somber service for us.
Okay.
Because it is to remember Jesus on the cross.
Sure.
That was the avenue by which he had to accomplish what he accomplished on the cross and resurrection.
You bring up a good point, too, if I can interrupt. The people back then didn't know.
I mean, they should have.
They should have, but they didn't fully understand, I should say.
Jesus was clear on his way. Hey, this is where we're going.
Right.
The Son of Man must die. This is what we're doing.
Right, right. They didn't have the complete understanding that we do, that Sunday was coming.
Yeah.
So it's interesting to look at it that way.
I think for them, and if this comes out good, I made this up all on my own. It's like putting a puzzle up together upside down.
Okay.
They couldn't see the big picture. They're like, they had these clues, but like, how does this all go? What do you mean you're going to die, Jesus? Like, we gave you our life. Was that a good illustration?
I like it.
All right. On the fly.
Yeah. Copyright it.
Maybe. Yeah. Okay. So that's what we do Good Friday. So it's going to be acoustic. We're going to have some worship. And by acoustic, I mean just very minimal instruments. Mm-hmm. There's going to be three people up there. I'm going to be doing not a full sermon. It's going to be shorter lessons interspersed through the songs.
Oh, okay.
And it's going to be somewhat similar to what we did last year. We tried to do some interactive things as you sit in your chair. So we're not going to ask people to move around the room. There's going to be some things at the chairs, and I'm going to say, hey, get this out from your chair. Do this with it so you can remember the sacrifice. And our whole theme through this weekend, Good Friday, Easter, and then actually two Sundays after Easter, is all going to be about paradoxes.
Okay.
And the reason I'm doing that is because it's with a joint effort of some churches in our area. We have received the same Christmas message as far as preaching from the same text. Mm-hmm. And all the sermons are going to sound different because we're at different churches and our people need to hear different things and we have different contexts.
Do you mean Easter messages, not Christmas?
Did I say Christmas?
You said Christmas. Oh, that's all right.
Easter.
I knew what you meant.
Matt will
maybe
edit
that. Just wanted to clarify that.
So yeah, for sure, Easter. So that's called the paradox of grace. And in fact, if you live in Westmoreland County, you might see some billboards. If you go to the Westmoreland Mall, there's some signs. There'll be some things in the newspaper. And that's an effort of unity with some different churches in Westmoreland County, really to grab some more people for Easter. A lot of people around us maybe have different faith traditions, maybe grew up with no faith tradition. And we would love to see you this Easter. There's other churches, Bible-believing churches in our area that are going to be preaching somewhat similar message. So if you're not able to make it over to us, make it to one of those churches. You can go to the website. It's oneaster.com.
Okay.
And it lists those different churches of Westmoreland County that are participating in that. But so that's just the Easter message. But based on that, I'm kind of backing up to Good Friday. And we're going to talk about this paradox. It's a little bit a twofold paradox, of life and a paradox of weakness, that in order for us to have true life, we have to die. In order for us to have life, Jesus had to die. Mm-hmm. And it's this paradox of things that don't seem to coincide. And to go off weakness, that in order for us to have strength, we must have weakness. That the gospel seems like weakness. And so for Good Friday, here's our theme verse. It's 1 Corinthians 1:18. It says, "For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. As it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, the intelligence of the intelligent I will frustrate." And so the message of the cross, that Jesus died, that's foolishness. You know, superhero doesn't die to save someone. They're strong and they come through it and they swing in at just the right moment, or they use whatever superpower they can to make it work out and happy and everybody's alive at the end. But so the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, in other words, to us who have life, it is the power of God. So there's a bit of a paradox in that, and we'll use some different things to illustrate that through Good Friday and just how the cross brought us life. So that'll be on Good Friday. And then for Easter, we actually have four services.
We have four, not three?
Four services.
Wow.
So we did three at Christmas.
I remember.
And if you remember, we were probably well beyond the capacity that the fire marshal would have allowed.
Yeah, it was kind of, it was a good thing, but it was kind of intense.
And part of it was Christmas was on Sunday, it was a little bit different this year than some others. Easter's on Sunday every year. We're expanding to four. Our first Easter service, though Easter's on Sunday, is going to be Saturday night.
Okay.
So rather than be here all day, that's a huge ask for staff members, for those that are teaching kids in the nursery, for those that are on stage doing worship. And so we're going to do Saturday night at 6 o'clock.
Right.
And then Sunday morning, we're going to have three. We're going to have 7 a.m.
Okay.
8:45 and 10:30.
8:45 and 10:30.
Yeah. So excellent. Those last two are the same as our normal service time. So that's why we kept that there. And then we're backing up early in the morning at 7 a.m. for you early risers.
A lot of people show up for that.
I hope so.
Yeah.
We really do ask, you know, if you're able to show up at that 7 o'clock, there's a lot of people that aren't familiar with Norman Christian Church that'll be there for the first time. A lot of people bring in family. It's a lot easier to invite family to 8:45 or 10:30 than it is to say, hey, I know you don't normally go to church, but if you could wake up at 6 and get ready and be at church at 7, that would be great.
Right.
Now, if they're open to that, bring them.
Yeah.
Be here to meet them at 7 o'clock and to thank them for being here that early. But if you are a regular attender, maybe you don't have little kids to get ready to, you can be here at 7 o'clock and we'll have the coffee on and we'll be ready for you.
Nice. Yeah. And keep in mind too, for the Good Friday service at 7 o'clock, that will also be live streamed.
Yeah.
So you can go on our website, norwinchristianchurch.com, and view the live stream there. And then also for Easter Sunday morning, the 8:45 and 10:30 are both going to be live streamed as well.
Excellent.
Yes. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. And so for all of those, mm-hmm. except for the 7 a.m.,
okay.
there will be nursery and toddler
yes.
classes available.
Yes.
And so those little ones will get well taken care of and learn and have their own Easter experiences there and that. So that's for nursery age and toddlers. Of course, we didn't have it at 7 a.m. We thought, oh, they're probably not up
right.
anyways. And so both for Good Friday and those three on Easter
yep.
and Saturday and two on Sunday, we have that. So
if we could just highlight too briefly the amount of work and preparation, not just with the church staff, but the volunteers and everything that goes
absolutely.
Into this is incredible.
Yeah.
And it's cool. I enjoy seeing it from the inside, seeing how much work there is that is involved in it. So I hope everybody can take a moment and appreciate that. Like,
yeah. I mean, everything from, like I mentioned, coffee, cookies, communion preparation, everybody on stage leading worship, mm-hmm. those in the nursery and toddler, the greeting team, the security team.
Right.
I'm probably missing three
the
or four.
Team.
The tech team.
Yeah.
I mean, those are teams of people. It's not just one person doing these
right.
things in each area. It's, you know, a leader that's already organized these mm-hmm. people to be there. There'll be people at the prayer cove. Those are volunteers. Like, there's just so many people. And I was in the office hallway with Jonathan the other day, and we were talking about, there's a weekend where I was gone and there's a few other staff members gone. And I think, Matt, it was you and Jonathan.
We were running the show.
We're running the show as staff members. And Jonathan said, man, but something we realized was just how many volunteers were here.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't tell you just how much goes into that, especially on a bigger weekend. Parking team, we forgot the parking team.
Yeah, parking team, yeah.
They're going to be outside. It might be freezing cold.
Yeah.
But they'll be out there.
They'll be out there.
So just all those different things. And for us as staff, I know it's a huge ask for us to say, hey, we're gonna have four services. And so just a big, I mean, if you're listening to this, you're a volunteer, huge thank you to you
mm-hmm.
for all you do, not just on Sunday mornings, but constantly. And I know your heart is doing it for the Lord. I know your heart is doing it because you do know there are going to be people here for the first time that need to hear the gospel. And so you're doing it for the good of the gospel and for the advancement of God's kingdom. And so I just thank you for your heart being in the right place with all of that. It's not the advancement of Norwin Christian Church. It's not the advancement of me on stage. It's not the advancement of any other's name other than Jesus. And so we're excited
yeah.
about those services. I'm excited about, but we're gonna be talking about, I told you what we're gonna be talking about at Good Friday. The Easter message is called The Paradox of Grace.
Okay.
And how grace in and of itself is a paradox. And then I told you the next 2 weeks we're also gonna be talking about further paradoxes, paradox of truth, some different things. And so I'm excited about those messages and what we're gonna be talking about during Easter and then a few weeks after Easter. It is a great opportunity to bring family members. I think, you know, Christmas and Easter are those times where the church and the gospel can be highlighted in our culture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're especially Easter, a Christian holiday. And so for you to extend the invitation to a neighbor or family member, say, hey, join me. And my ask to you when you make that ask is to let them know, say, hey, I'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, tell me what service you're going to be there and I'll be there. Maybe it's not the most convenient for you to come at 8:45, but if your neighbor can be there at 8:45, say, hey, I'm going to meet you at this place. I'm going to meet you at the front door, or I'll meet you by the coffee in the cafe. And it just gives them a sense of somebody's going to be there when I show up. Because it could be scary to walk into a room when you know no one else. And then you add on top of it, it's a church, mm-hmm. and maybe church is unfamiliar to them. And so for you to be, you know, there for them can be a relief. Maybe you meet them out in the parking lot.
Right.
Say, hey,
yeah,
we'll go in
huge.
Together.
Yeah.
Introduce you to some people, introduce you to Jeff before he gets up there, all that good stuff.
Right. So. Yeah. And I think, you know, we always look at Christmas and Easter as attendance wise, one of our most attended services. But I think it's also a good maybe entry point for people
for sure.
to come into the church for the first time. Mm-hmm. You don't have to worry about being singled out. You don't have to worry about being singled out regardless
right.
when
we,
you come.
We won't call out your name from
stage.
Right.
Yeah. Any visitor, please stand up. Yeah, it's so awkward. Yeah, we don't do that here. But yeah, it's a good time to, if you want to come and check us out and just kind of blend in for a Sunday, see what we do and how we do it. It's mm-hmm. it's a great opportunity to do so.
Yep, for sure. For sure. We are a very welcoming church, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, being on the inside, maybe it's different for me because I do know a lot of the volunteers and the people around here, but I do think you'll find a place here with us on mm-hmm. Easter. So we'd love to extend that invitation to all of you listening.
Yeah, absolutely.
So as we end, Matt, here's a quick trivia question. So you said, you know, Christmas, mm-hmm. Easter are our highest services. What is our third highest service traditionally?
Oh, I'm going to say... the Sunday before Memorial Day, but I feel like that's probably one of our lowest.
Mother's Day.
Yes. Mother's Day. Yes.
Everybody comes for their mom.
Yeah, that's right.
She's good.
Yeah. I'm embarrassed that I didn't even think of that. Sorry, mom.
Little church trivia for you. Right.
There you
it's
go.
It's true for our church, probably true for most churches.
Right.
So.
Right.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Jeff.
Absolutely.
We want to, again, just invite everybody listening or watching to one of our Easter services. Good Friday, the 29th.
Yep, 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. We will have nursery and
toddler
for that. Saturday evening at 6 o'clock.
That's right.
On the 30th.
Correct.
Nursery, toddler for that as well.
Yes.
And then Sunday morning. 7 a.m., no nursery or toddler.
That's the only one.
That's the only one.
Yep.
And then our regular 8:45 and 10:30 services. Find out more information at our website, norwinchristianchurch.com, and we hope that you can join us for one of those services.
Thank you for tuning in to NCC Unplugged. If you've enjoyed listening to our podcast, we encourage you to share this with your friends and family. NCC Unplugged is available on all major podcast platforms. And if you're ever interested in experiencing Norwin Christian Church firsthand, we invite you to join us for our services every Sunday at 8:45 and 10:30 a.m. We have engaging classes available for all ages, ensuring there's something meaningful for everyone in our church community. For more information about NCC or any other inquiries, visit norwinchristianchurch.com.